Italy's membership of the euro means that tackling the epidemic depends not just on ministers in Rome. The European Central Bank, or ECB, could help lenders continue to provide liquidity. As this newspaper went to press, the ECB was expected to loosen policy, either by cutting interest rates or offering banks cheap funding to lend to companies. But with its interest rates already at minus 0.5%, it cannot cut rates much further. By contrast, both the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England have cut rates by 0.5 percentage points. That means fiscal policy in Europe will have to do more work. But here, Italy's public finances pose a complication. Government debt is already high. In 2019, it exceeded 130% of GDP. The extra spending means that Italy seems likely to exceed the European Commission's deficit ceiling of 3% of GDP this year. In a sign that investors are fearing for the state of Italy's finances and perhaps nervous of a row with Brussels, yields on 10-year sovereign bonds have risen in recent weeks, while those on German bonds have fallen. But if Mr. Conte does not borrow more now, the consequence will be a more prolonged downturn and therefore a higher debt-to-GDP ratio in the long term, warns Mr. Giavazzi. That is perhaps why the European Commission says it will allow Italy to break its fiscal rules. The Commission plans to issue new guidelines on spending next week. Emmanuel Macron, France's president, wants bolder action. He is pressing for the rules to be suspended altogether and for member states to coordinate spending increases. That could shore up confidence that Europe will do what it takes to cushion the economic blow from the virus. But Mr. Macron's efforts have so far come to nothing because his counterparts in Germany and other northern countries prefer a wait-and-see approach. As the epidemic spreads, though, the advantages of a decisive response will only become clearer.